Welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9, where we're doing our boat show, recreation show, walk around. And as you know, we like to talk about things that are important to the Upper Peninsula. The eighth day is dedicated to things you might not have thought about the rest of the week. And, you know, a lot of people walk around, tramp things from one state to another, go drive and have a great time someplace else, and then they clean out their back sand and all the other stuff, and it's amazing what can get there. No, I'm not even talking about people who just move their boat, don't drain it before they get one place or another. We're talking about almost anybody can cause invasive species or invasive plants to end up in your area. And the one thing you got to do to avoid that is be conscious of it and then consider it important. The ladies I'm going to be talking to, I'm going to see if I get their names right. As you know, as the longtime listeners, I usually get everybody's name wrong. Holly Lipinski and Abby Peterson. How are you doing today?
We're good. Doing great.
And you're with?
The U.S. Forest Service.
And as a Forest Service employee, you're here with really specific goals today at the boat show, because the boat show is one of the ways invasive aquatic animals get here.
Correct. We're here to help people learn about invasive species and to stop the spread of them.
And you're with the Hiawatha Forest Service, but you go all over the UP.
We are. We're focused in Munising, Michigan. There's also a ranger district in Rapid River, but we cover a pretty large area.
Now, when you came down here, I saw this. Maybe we should take a picture of this little plant here, and I'll try to do that. It's basically a combination of plants that are invasive. Would you talk about these, I assume, are the most invasive or the ones you want to have people look for the most? What are they?
Those are some of the worst ones. We have spotted knapweed. I'm sure everyone has seen it in roadsides, open fields. We also have garlic mustard, a very popular one, popping up in a lot of people's yards. And especially we're talking about purple loosestrife today because it is an aquatic invader. Unfortunately, one that looks very pretty and people want to take with them, but it kills off a lot of native plants.
And by invasive, it means it really wasn't here originally. It doesn't have the things that would normally eat it, the plant and the other. When you think about ecology, it's supposed to be balanced. And usually when things are not shuffled around, this comes from some other place. It doesn't belong up here.
Right, so there's a difference between non-native and invasive. Non-native is typically from a different place like Europe or Asia. But it can be, and also invasive, which is causes harm to economy, human health issues. So there's a difference between non-native and invasive stuff.
And I overheard you just a moment ago, Abby, talking to one of the people and talking about there is a form of parsley that can burn you?
A wild parsnip. It's a new invader up here. It's heavy in ditches and in sunny areas, but it does. It's in the parsnip family. You can eat the roots, but if you touch the sap of the flower, it can give you third-degree burns on your skin. So it's one to really be aware of.
Third-degree chemical burns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reacts with the sunlight. So, yeah, sap reacts with the sunlight.
That's pretty horrible. And what should people do? Now, we're going to link to your site because you have an excellent site. I have actually linked to it on multiple occasions in order to demonstrate and have the real details. It's kind of hard to get every detail down. So when I put this on, I will also link to these particular ones. But talk a little bit about, what people should be doing if they see one of these, and particularly this very pretty plant here that really is dangerous.
So the biggest thing to do is to not take them with you. Some of these plants are pretty. They have nice flowers. They taste good. Garlic mustard was brought here as a food originally. But the biggest thing is to not take them with you. You have to leave them where they are. If you get into wild parsnip or one of the poisonous ones, the most important thing is to stay inside and keep it covered. Reacts with sunlight, so if you don't expose it, you may not get the burns. So just keeping informed on how to treat them, and biggest thing is not to spread them.
And also report them if you do find a new infestation.
Well, how do you know it's new?
Well, it's always good to just report it. Anyways.
But if it's everywhere, you probably have never end up being stopped being called, but that's cool. Can they report it on their website?
They can send emails to their local conservation district. They do a lot of local consultations if you think you have something, and they can tell you the depth of it and the severity of it.
And you're actually here for two. That was the invasive plants. Can we talk just a moment here as we wrap up about the invasive aquatic animals? I mean, these aquatic animals are often, we blame on boaters, and especially not cleaning up the, where they were last. But what other things should we know about them?
So we don't want to place the blame on any boaters or anyone in particular, but they are often spread on tackle boxes, fishing lines, boat motors, stuff like that. So making sure you clean your equipment between going from inland lake to inland lake is huge. Even an inch segment of some of these plants can start a whole new population. So really cleaning your boats, cleaning your gear is essential.
And like a lot of people note, these things are, the aquatic animals are quite tiny when they start out, so you don't notice them. It's almost, you got to look for them sometimes in order to realize that you have them, but the best way is to clean out completely what you're doing.
Yeah, just make sure that you completely drain your boat, clean it off, let it completely dry before taking it to separate waterways is the best way to stop any spread.
Will bleach in your bucket do the job?
It should. Yes. I guess as long as you don't have debris, you should be good, but that's an extra precaution.
Yep.
As long as you don't dump it in the water after you're
done. Yeah, don't dump it.
Don't dump it. Yes, we can't add chlorine pollution to the rest of this. It's hard. And if you had to give a last message to our listeners about what they can do to make spring, summer, and fall better for the future, what would you tell them?
I would say stay informed. It's great to get outdoors and enjoy it, but you're going to start noticing these invasives become more and more of the landscape. So as long as you can recognize that and alert the necessary people to take care of it, I think that's the biggest importance.
Yep, stay informed.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Holly Lipinski, Abby Peterson, both with the Hiawatha Natural Forest. Oh, did I just say natural forest? Well, it is, but the Hiawatha National Forest. And they're at the boat show and recreation show to talk about invasive species. Obviously, people who are outdoors people are far more likely to come across some of these brands of danger. And it's really nice that they are here. Like they said, being informed is what matters. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the 8th Day on Sunny 101.9. We will be right back.